Are you one of millions of Americans who are struggling and even in some cases suffering from peripheral neuropathy, painful, numbness, loss of balance, irritating, and sometimes debilitating? Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Byline Broadcast, and I want to introduce you to Christy Steiger and Andrew Steiger of Innovative Wellness Center of Iowa. I tried so many ways, painkillers, ibuprofen, gabapentin, so many different ways. All it did was treat the symptoms. It did nothing that even remotely attempted to reverse the effects of peripheral neuropathy. Chiropractors, countless doctor's appointments, all to no avail. Until I found Innovative Wellness and pain-free, absolutely painless shockwave therapy. Call today. Get online today. InnovativeWellness.Center of Iowa.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to have you back with Nolan and myself for another show. As always, hopefully it's been a great week wherever you are out there in the listening world. Appreciate you being followers. Appreciate your sending out your comments every week. Curtain call questions to Nolan and myself. You know where to send those. It's always at Dirtbag Baseball Nation on Instagram or Facebook. You can reach out to us for training questions as a player, a parent, a coach, any level, all levels. We'll talk to you about it. And that's what it's all about. When we love getting deep and dirty, getting after it and getting dirtier, as we say, on those types of topics, whether it's over here in Europe where I am right now, Nolan back home. I mean, in the technology world that we live in, it's easy to do. So it's inexcusable not to do it. If you're out there and you need advice, information, concrete, we can do video chat with you. We can do it however you want to do it. We will do it. That's our promise. No ifs, ands, or buts. So obviously tonight's show, we're a week away, under a week away, Nolan, from the All-Star Midsummer Classic. We'll be talking about that. Got some latest and updated injuries over the weekend. Even last night, we got them. It seems happens all the time or whatever. So we'll talk about that. Certainly some players that are back off the IL, such as a hot and a flying Trey Turner with the Philadelphia Phillies, since he's been back off of it. Trade rumors. They really are rumors at this point in time. And whether Nolan and I think anything will get done, and if there will be anything getting done, what we really think will get done at the Two managers that got to be pressure, and that's one Mr. David Roberts and one Mr. Aaron Boone as well. So I'm sure we're going to flush that out as we go on with the way their teams have some injuries, but also the Yankees, I think, losing 15 of the last 20 games. Tough stretch for them. So lots to talk about, Dirtbags, as there is every week. So again, we thank you so much for being with us every week. Thanks to Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network for allowing us to come to you every week and being a big part of the show. That's what it's all about. One nation, wherever you are in the world, as a player, a parent, a coach, and all fighting for the same reason. So settle in, get your favorite drink, however, wherever you like to listen to us, sit back, relax, enjoy the show, because we're going to be right back here in a second to get going.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town, with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now, when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats, too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Have you noticed the hype around retinol lately? It's all over my social media. But did you know you can get retinol in a body wash? Amazing, right? Olay Retinol Body Wash is packed with moisturizing vitamin B3 complex plus retinol to transform dry skin to visibly renewed in just 14 days. Try it the next time you shower and see the difference for yourself with Olay Retinol Body Wash for visibly renewed skin in just 14 days. And try Olay Retinol 24 Body Lotion.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
I always do my best to prep for summer, but sometimes things just come up. And when they do, Kohl's and their great prices are always there for me. I just shopped their summer cyber sale and saved big on everything I was missing, like summer must-haves under $15, floor care essentials for 50% off, and kitchen appliances for 30% off. Plus, I earn Kohl's cash. So no matter what happens the rest of the summer, I'll be ready, thanks to Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
This is it. Shop the Lowe's closeout event to get up to 70% off select major appliances for your home. Plus, get up to 60% off select patio furniture and accessories for your outdoor spaces. So hurry into your local store today, because these deals are too good to last. Shop them now before they're gone, because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 8/7 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to Dirtbags. Nolan, where do you want to kick things off and get rolling this week?
So, yeah, I mean, obviously, you kind of started it out, Kirk. Let's talk about this one, right? So, obviously, a couple managers feeling intense and immense pressure. One being, obviously, you talked about in the opener. And just to make it even worse for Yankees fans, 17 of 23 they've lost now after yesterday's game to the Rays. Obviously, Aaron Boone. Brian Cashman came forward after yesterday's game and said, all right, enough of this. Except not so politely, obviously. That ship right now needs to be righted. And, like, needs to be righted fast. Because that was a team that I think everybody, until the midway point of last month, thought basically the Yankees were the cream of the crop in the AL. I think that's safe to say, eh, Kirk?
Yeah, for sure it is. There's no question. And you get Gerrit Cole back. We talked about it week after week, right? Got to be loving life. That's like having a trade deadline pickup with Gerrit Cole. And they're going through the funk. But again, on the other side of it, Nolan, it comes back to it, and we haven't talked about it this year during the shows, but every win counts, right? Every game counts. And I know that's hard to say, and we've talked about it before, Dirtbags. You've heard us. If you've been listening to the show long enough, it's you have lost that game. March 31st, April 1st is just as important as September 29th, 30th, the last day of the year. And right now it's paying dividends, right? Boston's getting closer. Yes, but Yankees still got some breathing room. Baltimore Orioles pulling away a little bit because they continue to be winning right now, but the Yankees are staying close, right? So all those wins they got early on are huge right now, because you're going to go through ebbs and flows in the season. We all know that, Dirtbags. And right now the Yankees are going through an ebb, a big, big ebb, and they need some people back. Or they just need some people, but I don't know if he's going to pull the trigger or not. The pressure's going to be on.
And even Mr. Cashman. And even that, right? So, not even just looking necessarily at the AL East, you're looking at the overall AL wildcard picture, right? And Minnesota is the Minnesota has been the poor opposite of the New York Yankees, obviously. Minnesota is, what did I see, since about start of May, they're like 32-18 or something like that. Best record in baseball. It might even be better than that. It might be 42-18, sorry. But no,
it must be because Cardinals are right up there too.
Yeah, like the Cardinals are the best record in the National League since basically start of May, or well, since Mother's Day.
Yeah.
When Ollie Marmol went on his rant on I think it was CB Buckner.
Milwaukee.
Where he got ejected in the Milwaukee series, yes. And yeah, so I mean, obviously the Cardinals have been the hottest team in the National League. They forced themselves back up into the second National League wild card spot, 4 games back of Milwaukee for first place in the National League Central. Now that being said, they're losing right now 6-3 to Kansas City going into the bottom of the eighth, or sorry, going into the top of the ninth of the first game of the doubleheader that they're playing today. But yeah, no, like I'm looking at it, Minnesota, right, and St. Louis. I mean, start of the year, we were talking about early managerial fires, and both, well, I said Rocco Baldelli and Ollie Marmol, and you agreed with me on the Ollie Marmol thing, not necessarily on the Baldelli thing. But like I'm looking at it, right, and they've both had fantastic turnarounds. Obviously, it's very possible within the game of baseball to have turnarounds, but same time, Aaron Boone's been given, in my opinion, and I think I'm not alone in saying this. Like, I'm not a New York Yankees fan, so I don't have a dog in this fight. But I think a lot of people within the New York Yankees circles all believe that Aaron Boone has been given too long of a leash. And, I mean, year after year, you've seen this team look great on paper. Obviously, injuries start to happen and whatnot. Now, this year, knock on wood, for the most part, they've been healthy. Once Anthony Rizzo went down is kind of when the streak started to happen to him. What, like the losing streak I'm talking about. But overall, though, like I'm looking at it, right? Aaron Boone, I don't know how much clubhouse voice he still has left there.
Yeah, it's wild that we're even talking about it or whatever. I saw a thing come across the wire yesterday, and holy cow, you talk about throwing fire on it. You love this type of stuff. Basically saying if Boone doesn't get it done this year, he could lose his job to rival manager, which ends up being Alex Cora, because Cora doesn't have a contract extension as of right now. I don't think Boston's going to give him up. I mean, with what he's doing, they're 49-40, I think, right now.
Well, Boston, Boston stuck with him right through everything too. Like he was manager when they won the World Series there back in 2017, exactly. And they didn't fire him in 2019. Yeah.
Yeah, the 2 fifth place finishes as well and stuff like that. So, but it was just interesting that I read it yesterday about that. And I was like, is somebody trying to stir the pot and get things going and put a little pressure on it? Because exactly right. At the end of the day, Boone knows. Boone knows where he's at. Same as Dave Roberts. We've said it for you. You made the comment before we even started the show with L.A. Last 4 years, he should have been let go too, or whatever. They keep giving him the hang around. And I think everybody's a little embarrassed that they spend all this money, the Dodgers, and they don't win the World Series. And so they're like, oh geez, we don't want to fire and prove that, you know what, we didn't have the right person. And sometimes it's not about having the right person or not. Dave Roberts and Aaron Boone aren't bad people. That's not what we're saying, dirtbags. But as the truth of managers and coaches at every level, from the pros all the way through to the little leagues, you never hear about it, but there's a shelf life, as they say.
Well, the Dodgers have spent, we're talking about. The Dodgers, like you said, I mean, the Dodgers year in, year out, spend money. They're carrying basically a $300 million payroll team. This year, obviously, they spent, what, $1.2 billion or something like that combined on their free agents. Don't get me wrong, they're first place in the NL West, so I mean, that looks great on paper. But is anybody really concerned about that team? Like, I'm not. Start of the year, I was. But now, like, as the years continued on, I'm not even overly impressed by the fact that they're 55-38. Like, people were legitimately talking to start out the year that this is going to be a team that's pushing for 120 wins.
Yep.
Well, they need to get on a heck of a winning streak to get up to 120 wins. Like, they only have four more losses that they can afford to have to get to 120 wins. So, I mean, like, I've never been. No, exactly. Like, Tyler Glasnow, everybody knew it. And unfortunately, he's the same as the Yankees guys, who just has a career history of getting injured. I think the most starts that he'd ever had in a season was like 20. Highest inning pitch was like 112, I believe it was. Like, he's not a guy that has great durability, is the best way to put it. Don't get me wrong. Fantastic pitcher. Everybody knows that. When healthy, he's a Cy Young caliber pitcher. It's making sure that he's healthy throughout the year. Now, obviously, the Dodgers loaded farm system. They can make their moves. You talked about it in last week's episode. Does this put pressure on upper management to go out and get that Garrett Crochet deal done? And I believe it does. I really think at this point in time, with seeing Tyler Glasnow go down, I thought last week, and I was gung-ho about it, San Diego Padres, that was the team that everybody was linking him to. Obviously, with the Dylan Cease, Chicago White Sox connection that they've made a few trades through, like throughout the years and everything like that, that seemed like a logical fit. But now with Glasnow being down, Garrett Crochet's got to jump to the top of that list for the Los Angeles Dodgers, considering sellable high-end talent pitchers. He's got to be top of the list. If not, like Jack Flaherty, yes, in premise, absolutely. I get that he should be the top of a lot of guys' list because the year that he's having is fantastic. He is having a fantastic season. But at the same time, Crochet comes with comes with control.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, Nolan. They've got no choice. I mean, you talk about $1.25 billion over this year on signings. They've got $1.7, almost $2 billion when you add in Freeman's and everybody else that they've got going with that type of stuff. So Dodgers are too far down the path. They've got no choice, but they got to get the Crochet thing done sooner or later. I'm sure they're putting pressure on the White Sox about that. I know we'll talk more about that in the second or third segment, but if not, then like you said, go on to Jack Flaherty after that. Go on to the Blue Jays and find out what the Blue Jays are going to trade or do and stuff like that. But you've got to make that move if you're the Dodgers. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. That's the bottom line. So, Dirtbags, we'll be right back here with a second segment after this break.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, what direction are we going in?
Yeah, so I mean, obviously, first segment there. Normally, we talk about news that's happening around the MLB and everything like that. This time, I mean, I kind of wanted to jump in right with what Kirk was leading off in the introductions with obviously Dave Roberts and Aaron Boone and just the underwhelming performances, if you want to say, of both teams. But now, yeah, I mean, this is kind of, we want to jump in. Obviously, some history was made this past week. You get Rhys Hines, new outfielder for the Cincinnati Reds. Comes in, according to Sarah Langs, first player since 1901, or first player in modern baseball, I guess it is, to have five extra base hits in his first two games. Obviously, the guy starts out, he's a single shy of the cycle. Try say that five times fast. What was that? Just last night's game. And then two nights ago his game. He starts out his MLB career with a 449 foot home run. Last night's was a 456 foot home run, hits the triple double. First game goes double and home run. Obviously the kid's got some immense power. Kind of reminds me, oddly enough, it's funny because they both play on the same team now, like a Will Benson from the right-hand side of the plate. Will Benson, obviously a left-handed swinging outfielder for the Cincinnati Reds, primarily center fielder. But yeah, both of them, obviously, tons of power. And like you saw it on his swing last night off of, who the heck was it off of? Lawrence, I think it was, the reliever for Colorado. And he just absolutely unloaded on that ball deep to left field. I mean, what a start for an MLB career for that kid.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, he had Cal Quantrill lighting him up before that as well. So, yeah, a great start, great opportunity for him, right? With the injuries in the outfield of the Cincinnati Reds, they're still right in that hunt, too, in the wild card. Had a great New York series, obviously, a week ago. Ended up getting swept by the Detroit Tigers, but that's the craziness of baseball, unfortunately. But David Bell and the boys are fighting. So anything that I've read on him, Dirtbags, off the charts makeup with this kid. Another just really class guy. Andrew Abbott, obviously the one hot starter for the Reds. A lot of those kids played with him in the minor league. So he was a second round 2019 pick. And finally he's got his opportunity in the show. And they said, expect more from him. He's really a humble kid. Comes, he's got the right attitude. He comes to work, puts the work boots on every day and just rolls it up. And that's all you can ask for, man. A good kid like that coming in there, add to the list, add to the depth. So good notice on that one, Nolan.
And then, obviously, I mean, everybody was talking about it last week. Jose Miranda, Mr. AL Player of the Week, hits, what, I think 800 for the week, 2,000 OPS, hitting 12 straight at-bats. I mean, and oddly enough, the home run that he hits last week was off of one of my old college teammates, Sean Dubin. I was watching it, and I'm like, man. Like, I was playing the guy in fantasy baseball, and I just keep on seeing hit after hit after hit after hit. I'm like, oh, my goodness, what a run he got on. Like, 12 straight hits, man. I don't think people can fathom that. Like, that's incredible. You go, heck, right now, basically, Major League average would be 12 for, let's say, 50. It might even be worse than that. It might be, like, 12 for 52 would be, like, the MLB average across the board. For 12 hits in that amount of at-bats, right? Like, he did it 12 straight at-bats. Now, obviously, there was a couple plate appearances bounced in there where he didn't get a hit, but either a hit by pitch, a walk, or a sack fly, some to that extent. But either way, man, no, 12 straight at-bats with a hit, I tip my cap to you, dude. That is a heck of an impressive feat.
Yeah, I mean, kids on a run. You see it every year, right? Somebody gets on a hot run like that. The MLB level to have, you know, anything more than 10 hits in a row really is incredible. So you got 12, enjoy the ride, I guess. What else can you say? And Minnesota needs it, right? They need him playing well and stuff like that. Correa's playing well for them again and stuff like that. But you lose Royce Lewis there last week. They've certainly got to be protecting Buxton. He's getting his days off when he needs to. Minnesota's got to be happy right now. So good for him on that run and keep it going. So I want to ask you something, Nolly. We've talked about him a little bit. He's probably not going to be the NL starter for the All-Star game. Could be, but he's definitely got to be in contention, and he's never won it before in 14 years in the game. Chris Sale and what he's doing on the mound for the Atlanta Braves this year. He's got to be right up there for Cy Young.
Yeah, I mean, right now, at this point in his career, if you told me that Chris Sale was going to look like Chicago White Sox or even 2017 Boston Red Sox Chris Sale, I would have said, you're full of yourself. But my goodness, does he look good. That guy just is shoving. He is absolutely mowing down guys. Obviously the fastball slider combination that he's always had is still continuing to work. His body, for whatever reason now, I don't know if it's the warm weather down in Atlanta, that's helping him out a lot better than the cold weather back up here. Like, obviously Chicago White Sox and Boston Red Sox are kind of geographically close to us here in Canada, but I mean, heck, they get cold weather all the same. And to start out the year in April, end of March, with the warm weather being the way that it is, I think that saved Chris Sale's back and arm, truthfully, because I haven't seen Chris Sale look this good for a long time. And like baseball fans across the board, I think all like Chris Sale. I don't know of anybody that doesn't really like Chris Sale. Never hear any bad stories about the guy. You just always knew, hey, this guy's a ticking time bomb, basically, on an injury waiting to happen over the last, basically, since the year before COVID, I think, was when he had his first Tommy John. But yeah, anyway, so like I'm looking at this guy, right? And I don't know if he's necessarily going to be the NL starter, because obviously you got even like his teammate Reynaldo Lopez is leading the National League for ERA and everything like that. Like, he's having a fantastic season in his own right. I guess right now they still have Zach Wheeler at the top of the NL Cy Young power rankings. But I mean, that one is a TBD, obviously, depending on kind of how serious his injury is. Last night's start with lower back tightness against the Los Angeles Dodgers in a 10-1 rout of them. Yeah, I mean, like, I'm just looking at it, right? And he's got as good a shot as anybody to be the NL starter. I would have said it would have been Ranger Suarez based on the way that he was starting out the year, but obviously he missed time with his injury. Chris Sale deserves a shot to be the NL starter. Now, that being said, I think popularity-wise, I think they're going to want to push for Paul Skenes being the National League All-Star starter.
Yeah, both Skenes and Sale, they're all on issues. Like, what was it? Sale, I think, went last night again. That'll put him on Sunday. Texas start again. They're not one of it's hard, even though throw about one inning each now, it seems like, because there's so many players. But I don't think you'll get in there. But Skenes definitely could be there's much nostalgia for like Chris Skenes, really, in the grand scheme of things. But it's going to be tricky who gets the call. And I don't know. I really don't know who's going to get the call. So let's go ahead, Nolan, if we can. We got about 3 minutes left in this segment and stuff like that. Let's try to work through what our predictions were last week and kind of how many we got right. How many we got right and stuff like that. So for the All-Star game, we're talking about Dirtbags. So obviously, American League, you got Adley Rutschman, made that call. Vladdy Guerrero, good. You made that call. You made that Toronto push that happens when they really like their player or whatever, because Baltimore Mountcastle was leading going into that last day or whatever. And that's so big push by the Toronto fans to get Guerrero in there. So good for them. Altuve, Ramirez, Gunnar Henderson, Aaron Judge, Kwan, and Soto. You made those calls because Judge was already obviously in. We made the Kwan and the Soto. And Alvarez was pretty straightforward for the American League. Let's go ahead and slide over to the National League. What do we got there? Willie Contreras, both had him. Bryce Harper, obviously. Marte, I believe you called that one in. You called him being very deserving, obviously got in. Alec Baum, I think we both figured. Trey Turner, you made that call as well because he had just come off the IL. Mookie went on, obviously. And you made here. You got both your San Diego with Profar and Tatis. Yelich was, I think, pretty straightforward too in Ohtani. So good job on the picking of that. I'm going to try to pull up the other teams and see how close we were with that. See how close we were with getting in on that, some of the picks. But what do you think of the All-Stars? Are you happy with them? Or you think it's pretty straightforward?
Yeah, I mean, most
obviously we got some.
Most of those guys are pretty deserving. It's funny, honestly. I know Jerickson Profar is an All-Star now, finally, for the first time in 14 years. But, like, I'm looking at the quality of National League outfielders, and I am very disappointed. Like,
yes.
Like,
I
even
agree
Tatis,
with that.
Even Tatis is not an All-Star in the American League. Like, Tatis's name carries value. Same as Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Yep. Now, that being said, the AL first base was kind of like the National League outfield side. Like, Christian Yelich on his own, he deserves to be an outfielder. He's had a fantastic year, albeit being injured for some of it. He has had a fantastic year. But the NL side, like, what are you... You're picking basically middle-of-the-pack guys. Like, I see Jackson Merrill's leading National League center fielders across the board, not just rookies. National League center fielders for majority of offensive stats. And I'm looking at it, and I'm like... These are like middle of the pack for outfield across the American League. So that just goes to show you, man. Like, it's not a good year for outfielders in the National League or AL first baseman. So I don't know, man. It's funny to me, but yeah, no, we had some good calls, that's for sure. But anyways, Dirtbags, we'll be right back here after the break.
There are a lot of so-called fast food deals out there. But do any of them have the Wendy's Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, Crispy Fries, everyone's favorite nugs, and a drink for just $5 like Wendy's Biggie Bag? Nope. And that's why no other deals can be called the Wendy's Biggie Bag. That and a little thing called plagiarism. When the deal is as fresh as the meal, gotta be Wendy's.
Gotta be fresh.
Includes choice of JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with 4-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California via third-party delivery.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can easily find coverage options that fit your budget. If only it was that easy to name your baby.
How about Jaden?
Nope.
Okay, Michael?
Went to middle school with a glue-eating Michael.
Sebastian?
Dated one in college.
How about Damien?
Vampire name.
All right, Greg?
Not feeling it.
Okay, no worries. Jeffrey?
Oh, love that one.
Wait, really?
No.
Find coverage options that fit your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Sponsored by IBM. IBM and the All England Lawn Tennis Club announced a new feature for the Wimbledon digital experience that will utilize match data with generative AI from IBM's AI and data platform Watson X to keep fans updated on gentlemen and ladies singles players as they move through the championships. The new feature, named Catch Me Up, displays cards with AI-generated player insights and analysis, making it easier for fans to stay up to date on players across all matches. Pre-match content will include analysis of recent performance and likelihood to win predictions, while post-match will include key statistics and highlights. The feature will also create longer-form daily and weekly summaries of play. Catch Me Up aims to help Wimbledon scale its content to both new and existing tennis fans globally. The Championships Wimbledon will run from July 1st to July 14th, 2024. Visit Wimbledon.com or download the Wimbledon app on your mobile device. Available on the App Store and Google Play Store.
Okay, if you're sleeping on the hot summer styles and great prices at Kohl's, you're missing out. I just shopped there and scored stylish shirts for my husband, along with some cute crochet dresses for myself. Plus, I saved 30% with my Kohl's card. But even if you don't have one, you can still save an extra 20% on some other great finds and earn Kohl's cash. So what are you waiting for? Take your summer style from hot to sizzling and get to Kohl's. Select styles. 20% off GPO valid through July 21st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call questions. So, Nolan, Boston Red Sox fans loving, disappointed that Rafael Devers had to turn down the invite, loving the Jaron Duran. I made that call last week. You did agree with me once you thought about it. Good pick for Boston. Great pick for Boston. Obviously, they got Tanner Houck as well on the pitching side.
Yeah, no, to me, that's a fantastic pick. Obviously, the year that he's had, and even seeing, like, it's funny because obviously, social media, they want to play it up and everything like that, right? So when the managers get all the players into the clubhouse, they do their announcements and everything like that. And even the way that Alex Cora was talking about Jaron Duran, just saying how highly regarded amongst basically the clubhouse he is. Like he said, Rafi Devers obviously is the face of the franchise for them, and there's no debate at this point in time. Obviously, Xander Bogaerts was post David Ortiz and Mookie Betts both retiring and leaving after their World Series back in 2018. Sorry, I said earlier in the show 2017 when they won the World Series. I got to go back and correct that. But yeah, 2018 for that one. So Jaron Duran is the only player in baseball. And now, obviously, right now, no shot at him winning MVP. But what I'm trying to get at here, Jimmy Rollins back in the day won MVP with a very similar, like, kind of where Jaron Duran is right now, what his projections are for the end of the year, a stat line. Jimmy Rollins, the year that he won MVP, I think he won 20-20-20. 20 doubles, 20 triples, 20 home runs. And then I don't even know how many stolen bases. I want to say it was like 56 or something like that back in the day. And Jaron Duran right now, I mean, 10 home runs, 10 triples, 23 doubles. Like, the guy has had a fantastic year. Obviously, he's been a breakout candidate for a couple years now, ever since getting called up. And then this year, everything just seems to have clicked together. Obviously, not a conventional five-tool player in that sense. I'd say this year his power numbers have definitely come into him more maturing, more getting used to seeing the MLB pitching and everything like that. But absolutely 100% a deserving candidate. And, I mean, he is very fun to watch this season.
National League outfielder that I'm quite happy about or whatever in that. But you talked about the San Diego Padres, twosome. But the rookie, Jackson Merrill, expected great things when he made the team out of spring training. Got off to a slow start. Credit to your old manager, Mike Schilt, sticking with him. And now he's right there for Rookie of the Year and getting the selection for his first All-Star. Jackson Merrill, thought on that?
See, that's why I'll never knock Schilty. Like, Mike Schilt, to me, should have never been fired from St. Louis. And I think a lot of Cardinals fans feel the exact same way as me, because everybody across the board always said that that guy was a clubhouse guy. He would go to bat for every single one of his players. Mike Schilt, right from spring training, prior to them even going over to Seoul, South Korea, at the start of the year for their the first two games of the year against the Los Angeles Dodgers, their miniseries. Yep. Over there. He never wavered. Schilt never wavered, said, here you go, kid. You're going to be the starting center fielder for us. And the crazy thing about the whole thing, too, right? I mean, same, obviously, opposite directions from what Mookie Betts did. Mookie Betts obviously transitioned from right field to playing second base and now obviously over to shortstop. But Jackson Merrill had never played any position in professional other than shortstop. Makes the team as the starting center fielder as a rookie with legitimate superstar names and former MVPs being on that team. Obviously, Fernando Tatis, Manny Machado, Xander Bogaerts, I mean, Jerickson Profar, obviously, now this year. But, like, you could bet, even a Jay Cronenworth, obviously, a guy that's carried some weight there, especially since he's been up. But, yeah, like, I'm looking at it, right? And the year that Jackson Merrill has had, obviously right now he's running away with the NL Silver Slugger for center fielders. Like I said, I mean, obviously he's leading for majority offensive categories. That being said, majority outfielders are having down years for center fielders in the National League. But no, this kid, I mean, he's came up, he did everything the right way. And when you have belief from your manager, and like I'm talking unwavering belief from your manager, it gives you a great sense of pride and a great sense of, hey, you know what? This guy believes in me, I can believe in me, right? I know that it takes a lot for certain people to believe in themselves, but when you get your manager saying, hey, dude, listen, no, you're plan A, plan B, plan C, plan D for our starting center fielder for the San Diego Padres for the foreseeable future, that's got to give you an immense amount of confidence and everything like that, right? So, I mean, he's ran away with it. So, absolutely, very well deserving of being an all-star, especially for the rookie year that he's put up. He's going to be a top three for National League Rookie of the Year. In my opinion, right up there with Imanaga, and Mason Wynn. I think that those are your top three guys right now for National League Rookie of the Year.
There you go. Absolutely. We talked about the National League. Detroit Tiger fans want to know if you think Eric Skubal is deserving to start for the American League.
Yes. 100% yes. That guy, outside of one bad start, has been the best pitcher in baseball over the past, obviously, winter, I'm not going to count that, but over the past 5 months, right? The way that he finished last year, from the middle of August, September, he was the best pitcher in baseball, period. And then he's carried it right over into this year. Just gone out and absolutely dominated. He's got to be your AL Cy Young favorite right now. I mean, the stuff that the guy has is just amazing. And like I said, like, there's going to be teams calling the Detroit Tigers to try and see, hey, is he available? And if he is, that is the Juan Soto package that the Detroit Tigers are looking for. And they could very easily rebuild that team, albeit as long as they get great prospects back in return, aka like the Washington Nationals did when they traded Juan Soto. I mean, obviously you're seeing these kids come up and they're fantastic. But Skubal is just taken his game to another level. And obviously, I mean, a couple years ago, he was a part of that young group of next up-and-coming Detroit Tigers pitchers. Him, Casey Mize, I'm drawing a blank. There was the third one there. Matt Manning. And then there was another guy.
You got Reese Olson.
Reese Olson. Reese Olson, Jackson Jobe, like, they got some good young pitchers there. Obviously, Jobe hasn't made his MLB debut yet, but, like, he's been the only guy out of all those guys to really... Now, that being said, Reese Olson this year has had a fantastic year, too. But Tarik Skubal has been the only guy out of, like, him and Casey Mize and Matt Manning and those guys that really just took it by the horns and said, hey, listen here, boys, I'm going to be an MLB pitcher. You guys can float between quad A pitchers and keep your injuries up. But Skubal has just been absolutely dominant. He should be the AL starting pitcher for the All-Star game.
Dirtbags, we're going to have to do next week's show on record on Tuesday night. I've got some prior obligations on Wednesday of next week, unfortunately. But I bring that up because, you know, the home run competition will not be done at that time by our recording, unfortunately. But we've got some interesting people in there. They're not, the whole field isn't in play yet, Nolan. We've got six people in already in that. But just a quick shout out. I love seeing Jose Ramirez in there, and I love seeing Marcell Ozuna in there. There's some interesting swingers in there. So we'll be talking about that next week with his Dirtbags on who we think, once we get all the horses in the race, to see who's going to come away with that one. But it's nice to see some new faces in there already throwing their names in the hat. So love that part of it. Nolan, we got 5 minutes left. Let's get down to what our thoughts are bearing down. Fans want to know what we're thinking this week. Are some of these trades going to get done? We know trades are going to get done, but are we going to see big power showcase trades, or are these guys going to pull the chute? We talked about the Dodgers already. So let's go ahead. White Sox, Garrett Crochet, Eric Fetty, Luis Robert.
Luis and Crochet are both gone by the deadline.
Well, I think Fetty for sure. I would say almost
Fetty,
not.
Fetty, if Fetty's Crochet. Not traded, no, but if Fetty's not traded, then that's a complete surprise. I'm saying Luis Robert and Garrett Crochet although they have years of control left, I still believe will be traded by the time of the deadline. I think someone steps up. I don't know if it's going to be a package deal, but I think somebody steps up and trades for both of those guys. Eric Fetty, I think that one for sure, 100% is a done deal. He'll be going somewhere else.
Okay. Let's go down to the Miami Marlins.
Jazz
Chisholm.
Jazz Chisholm's name's been thrown around a heck of a lot recently, and that being said, any team that gets him is overpaying for him.
You think it's a done deal, though?
I think it's a done deal, but I think it's an automatic overpay. I think no matter what, the Marlins win that trade. Because for some reason, his name carries weight, and I've yet to see why. I think he's a league average center fielder at best.
Jack Flaherty. We talked about him earlier on.
Traded. 100% traded. 1 year, $14 million contract. No carryover. He's not going to get your high prospects back in return, but he's going to get traded, and he will get traded for arguably a top 10 and maybe a top 15 prospect.
Any speculations on him? Where he's landing? Because there's going to be a lot of teams in on him, too.
Right now, it's so tough for me to try and pinpoint anything because I'm still looking at it, and there's a cluster of teams, both sides, right, in the AL and in the NL. Yep. I mean, heck, I wouldn't be surprised if they trade him within division to another AL Central team. Like, Kansas City could use him. Minnesota could use him. Like, there's a bunch of teams, obviously, that could use a Jack Flaherty with the way that his numbers are this year.
Milwaukee could use him with the way your Cardinals are playing.
Milwaukee needs him, but St. Louis needs him as well. So, like I said,
I know that
pitchers are going to be a hotbed. So there's got to be some major activity.
Absolutely. 2.5 minutes left. Let's go north of the border where our home backyard Blue Jays. What gets done? Guerrero, Bichette, Bassett. Do they go with Gausman?
Everybody but Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is on the block.
You don't think Houston might seriously step up for Vladdy?
I hope someone trades for Vladdy. I genuinely do. I think Vladdy is an offensive first baseman, and that's it. I don't find him to be an MVP caliber player. I don't find him to be that fancy. I think he's the same as Jazz Chisholm. Tell you the God's honest truth. I think he's basically slightly above league average. Right now he's on a stretch. Yeah, so George Springer is the best OPS in baseball since June 25th. What does that mean? George Springer, we're not comparing George Springer to Juan Soto and Aaron Judge, right?
I agree with you.
Like, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., his body of work throughout his career is slightly above league average. That's what he is to me. Right now he's on a hot streak. A team's going to be overpaying to get him. That's why I can't see a team overpaying to get him because they're not going to overpay the Toronto Blue Jays for him. So that being said, Yusei Kikuchi definitely on the block. Danny Jansen definitely on the block. Kevin Gausman should be on the block, but I don't think he's going to be on the block. He's called out Toronto. So that's why I'm saying, like, he should be on the block. If I was him, I'd be asking to get traded. I could tell you that much. Bassett, I wouldn't be surprised if he gets moved.
Minute left. Let's go Tampa Bay Rays. Do they get rid of Randy Rosarena this year?
I don't think so. I don't think he's had a good enough year to get back what Tampa Bay would want for him. That being said, Tampa Bay is a wild card. They trade whoever they want to, whenever they want to.
Okay, let me jump in with this last one. Washington Nationals. Lane Thomas? Maybe...
He's a solid fourth outfielder that can start for you for most playoff teams, I think. On the NL side, I think he'd be a starter on majority of teams, realistically. His numbers are good outside of the average. I'd be surprised if he's not traded.
Steals bases.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a good player.
We'll be right back here after. All right, Dirtbags. We'll be right back here with Nolan's final thoughts.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for your final thought, Nolan.
Yeah, so obviously I want to start out this final thought by kind of apologizing. Some of the moments throughout this episode, obviously a little bit tough to hear. Me and Kirk were obviously not sitting in the same room. Kirk's overseas. I'm in Canada. Right now, we're also getting some of the after effects of the hurricanes that have been going on. So our thoughts and prayers go out to all the families throughout America and up into Canada that have been affected by this hurricane. So anyways, jumping in with my actual final thought for tonight, I mean, I'm looking forward to the Home Run Derby, man. I always liked the Home Run Derby. I wish that they brought back the old school Home Run Derby, because that to me was the sweetest thing in the world. The 10 outs and you just line up the big boys and let them go, right? I used to love that. Now, obviously, for time constraints, they had to do it, TV purposes and everything like that. Home Run Derby, to me, it's not the same as what it was. But seeing grown men hit balls as far as humanly possible, that is sweet. I'm looking forward to them announcing the final couple of guys. Obviously, you get Mr. Pete Alonso, the two-time champ. He's back in it. Bobby Witt Jr., I'm looking forward to seeing him, obviously, on the big stage for it. You got Gunnar Henderson. You got Jose Ramirez is back in it. Jose Ramirez was an interesting one to me. I'm not going to lie to you, Kirk. That was a very interesting name to see pop up there, because, I mean, he didn't have too much success the last time he was in it. I think that was in Cleveland, if I'm not mistaken. Obviously, Marcelo Ozuna, the big bear, I think that's going to be good. A lot of righty power bats, which is kind of unusual, because I'm looking at the way that Texas is, and I would have thought that there would have been some good lefty boppers in there, especially with a shorter right field porch. I think they could have played well there. But either way, man, no, the Home Run Derby, sit down. You're going to watch that next week. We're going to enjoy it. Unfortunately, like Kirk said, we won't be able to talk about it throughout the podcast because of him being away. That'll be something that we come back to in 2 weeks. But, yeah, no, I'll let you carry it away, Kirk.
I couldn't agree with you more. I love being a around with you and Braden growing up and being able to, the three of us just sitting around the TV and watching it and that, and trying to make our picks just like everybody, you know, who's going to win, who's going to lose, who's going to whatever. It's just a joy. So Dirtbags, cannot thank you enough for being a part of the nation, a part of the show. You know, we love it. We embrace it, and I can't thank you enough for it. So for all the servicemen and women out there, thank you. Continue to do what you do, and we will continue to be our very best and do our very best. So unfortunately, though, it is that time. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbag. Stay tuned, because it's going to be a hell of a ride.